This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 25th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The airline summit called by Transportation Secretary Mary Peters got off to a chilly start on Tuesday when the DOT reportedly opened with a proposal to cut flights at JFK International by 30% by summer 2008. James May, president of the Air Transport Association, told reporters, quote, "Scheduling a meeting is a perfectly appropriate approach, but not when done with a meat axe," unquote. DOT says it is willing to look at a number of ideas, but the airlines have to stop making excuses and bring realistic options. May says airlines could make slight adjustments to departure and arrival times and achieve a significant reduction in delays. He also threatened court action if schedule cuts were imposed. DOT appears to be firm, though, in its threat. Another tactic DOT could impose to apply pressure on airlines to schedule realistically is fines for carriers which advertise departure times they cannot consistently meet. The New York Times has reported as many as 8 airlines could face potential fines for failing to tell the truth in their flight schedules. The Air Transport Association has already launched a public relations initiative on the matter. ATA's David Castlevetter says delays cost the industry $6 billion a year. Quote, "No one has greater incentive to move its flights on time than the airlines," unquote. The airlines insist that customers are demanding popular departure times. DOT says fine, but you can't sell the public a popular time if you know you can't deliver it. Carriers likely to face fines include Atlantic Southeast Airlines, ExpressJet, SkyWest, AirTran, Delta, and Comair. All of them operated flights that were late at least 90% of the time in August. Nearly half of ASA's flights were late. 2 of them arrived late every time they flew, according to DOT statistics. As ANN reported last week, a contractor repairing the building which houses the Atlanta Air Route Traffic Control Center pulled its workers and subcontractors off the job over high mold contamination levels at the facility. They're back at work now, but now the FAA has been forced to close the radar room at Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for mold. Air traffic controllers, who say they've been complaining of sick building ailments for years, are not surprised. The Grand Rapids Press quotes controllers who say renovations 10 years ago resulted in roof leaks, and that during rain showers, controllers have to position their garbage cans to catch the leaking water. Controllers want the building replaced. The FAA says it's spending $400,000 to replace the roof and seal off a floor that contains asbestos. The agency says the flying public should not experience delays due to the closure of the radar room. On Monday, Columbia aircraft officials announced shareholders have entered into an asset purchase agreement with Cessna. The terms of that agreement are said to be consistent with a letter of intent between the two parties, which was announced on September 21st. The agreement, which included a deposit, positions Cessna and its offer terms squarely in the crosshairs of other bidders. Columbia officials called it good news as they prepare for official bidding to begin November 27th. On today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Granger Whitelaw, a venture capitalist who says his group's offer for the company was passed over by Columbia execs in favor of that deal with Cessna. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. So far, Discovery's heat tiles look okay. The University of North Dakota mourns the loss of a student and an instructor. And Boeing's financials hold good news and bad news. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with venture capitalist Granger Whitelaw about his bid to buy Columbia Aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.